Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sentry Hosting, Expander Digital, GoWP, and WP Explorer. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to people in the WordPress community all over the world. And today I'm in the same time zone as my guest. Welcome, Zach Katz. How are you today?
I'm good, Michelle. How are you doing?
Good. It's nice to see you. The last time we saw each other was on the WP Game Show that David Bissett does.
Yeah. It's a wild ride.
It really is. It's a lot of fun, though. But it can feel a little crazy at times, for sure, depending on the game, especially that he's playing that day.
And I think they're rigged. I'm confident they're all rigged.
You just say that because I win a lot, right? Is that why?
You win a lot, and Dave wins a lot. And if Dave was, I can't. It seems like a lot of the answers are targeted toward him winning. Look into that some more.
I've never actually seen a game show host play the game too, so I think you may have something there.
That's a good point. Yeah. What's the deal with that?
I don't know, but you know that quiz show where like the guy was fed all the answers and then like the FBI got called in and stuff? I'm thinking we might make a phone call to the FBI on David, but
yeah. Who wants to be a zero error?
No, it's like here's the game where the points don't matter and there's no prizes anyway. I don't know if you saw, I made an image that says, I went on WP Game Show and I didn't even get a lousy t-shirt.
You promised? No, that was somebody else. Somebody else was promising sending out Hamburger Helper, just the box of Helper, not the hamburger.
Exactly.
I thought that was more than WP Game Show.
Sorry. My mom used to say, it's funny when they would be and like a year's supply of turtle wax. She's like, what is that, like half a can? Like, how much turtle wax does anybody actually ever use?
That's a good question.
Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, so you and I think, have been following each other on Twitter for probably a number of years. And it was nice to kind of finally get to actually meet you on the game show. And it's really great to have you here today. So thanks for joining me.
Yeah, and we also actually met at WordCamp US on Halloween.
That's right, we did.
And you were surrounded by a bunch of people in a variety of costumes whom I had never met. And I did not know what to think.
Yeah. Those would be my Give WP cohorts. My favorite costume of the entire day was Matt Cromwell dressed up as Dwight from The Office, because everybody always says he looks like him. He nailed that costume. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, my name is Zach Katz, and I run Gravity View. And Gravity View is the best way to display Gravity Forms entries on the front end of your site. So if you gather a bunch of entries and a bunch of data in Gravity Forms and you can't really use them, or you turn them into custom post types and do something with that and have to do like custom development and a lot of configuration, Gravity View turns your Gravity Forms entries into an easy directory. And it's like drag and drop interface and searching, editing, all the front end. So I run that. And I also am about to launch Trusted Login, which is the most secure way to grant access to your WordPress site. And we're about a month away from launching that. So maybe by the time this comes out, it'll be live. So check out Trusted Login.
And is that going to be the website, trustedlogin.com? Or how is that? How will people find you there?
Trustedlogin.com, yeah.
Perfect. Yep. I like it when the name of the business matches the domain. I mean, it just makes things easy. Yeah, I think we're having a little bit of air. I'm in a hotel.
Yeah.
The internet here is
not
necessarily
stable. Oh, you think it's on your side?
Okay. Yeah, I think it is, yeah. I'm on location in New Jersey, and I think I'm having some unstable hotel issues here, so hopefully we'll get through this without too much difficulty.
Well, hello, podcast listeners.
That's right. I always say I keep it real. If you listen to the show, you know that like what happens happens, and that's the way it goes. So every once in a while, there's a little feedback or scratchiness, and you know that's what it's all about. So,
Love you.
right, exactly. So, show me your mug. Tell me about your mug and what are you drinking today?
My mug is a Copperleaf Creative mug provided by my pals at Copperleaf Creative in Colorado. Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Leah. And I am drinking a fine root beer.
Nice.
So thank you for the opportunity to indulge.
It a spiked root beer like that, like you're not your grandfather's root beer, or is it just regular old root beer?
No, it's your grandfather's root beer. Yeah.
Okay.
Minus the sassafras.
That's right. I always thought that was the funniest word when I was a kid. Like it'd show up on cartoons. It's like, what's a sassafras? I don't know, but.
So I just moved to Massachusetts and we have sassafras trees all over the darn place.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out that sassafras is just a very common tree and it's a really neat looking leaf. And so it's top of my mind is sassafras these days.
Are you going to start making your own root beer now?
That's not a bad idea. There are plenty of roots and I've got time.
There you go. I don't know, with launching a new plugin and everything, you might not have time right away.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I got a brand new mug because I'm on location here. I didn't just want to use like a paper mug or one of the ones from the hotel. So I went to Walmart this morning and I found what I thought was the funniest mug. So I don't want you to think this is anything to do with you being my guest today, but my mug makes me laugh and it just says meh. Like, and it's huge too, so like you could put a lot of coffee in here. It's like, how's your day? Meh.
It's a good mug to have around to just like carry with you.
Right. And if you see it in reverse, which I know you don't on here, it would just say hem, you know,
Hem, yeah.
hem. So, and I'm just drinking water right now because if I drank coffee at 5 o'clock, I would be awake all night. You know, there's no root beer in my hotel room. Otherwise, that would have been a really good thing to have too.
That'd be a wild mini bar.
It's like root beer and water, man. Well, let's move into some of our questions because I love hearing all the different answers that people have for me. So the first question is, how did you get started with WordPress?
Well, I got started with WordPress because I had been doing web development for my own personal blog on Blogger. And I thought, I really like to do this. And I thought I wanted to make a career out of it. And then I completely forgot about it and went to college. And then in college, I got into editing templates for blogs just because I wanted to keep my blog updated with the latest and greatest. But I didn't do anything with that professionally until I started working as a construction person at an inn. And that person at the inn needed their website updated. And I said, well, I know some HTML and some, I don't think CSS was a thing back then, but I was pretty good at table layout. So I got started at the inn and eventually tried a bunch of different CMSs. To manage the content and did like this really cool static HTML files plus Blogger and tried to like integrate those with a PHP header and it was really neat. And then finally I realized, oh, there are better ways to do this and that better way is WordPress. And so I tried Joomla and it was a hot mess. I never understood what the heck they were doing. Like why? Why all the different things? Why all the different names? Really appreciated posts and pages, like and categories and tags. It made so much sense. So I fell in love.
I've never used Joomla. I've never used Drupal
You
either.
haven't?
No, but my nightmare of a CMS is .NET Nuke. Have you ever dealt with .NET Nuke?
Don't think I have. What's it like?
I inherited a site and I thought, oh, how hard can it be? It's a CMS. I understand WordPress. I know what a CMS is. It was nightmare. It was the stuff that nightmares are made of. It felt like there's no syntax to it at all. There's no obvious way to you know, to proceed. Yeah. So if you haven't used it, don't. Just don't.
Well, I think we should both go on those like open source installer sites, and you could try out Joomla and I could try out .NET Nuke.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, stretch goals.
There you go. There you go. I mean, you're launching stuff. I've got stuff going on. I got
I guess
RootkitUS.
pair it back. Yeah, you just
You
stick
know,
with
I
the
mean,
basics.
you just got, so you got to pick and choose your battles, and I'm just gonna say no to that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm all about getting together and having some root beer with you, but let's just like leave the past in the past.
I like that idea.
There you
Yeah.
go. When you look at other people's websites, and I don't mean particular people, don't pick apart mine, for example, but when you look at websites in general, what do you think that there's that we as designers, developers, builders could do better that would make sites better for the end users?
This is something that I struggle with a lot, and it's user experience. Just some basic user experience of somebody comes to your site wanting to achieve something, wanting to answer some question, having some pain point. I've watched so many WordCamp talks about this. I've read so many books about like don't make me think, just all these different things that are designed to help get in my noggin that like make it simple for people to find what they're trying to look, find answers to. And it's impossible to actually put into practice every day in the best way. So I need to remind myself and anybody watching or listening, like, try to have somebody who's never used your site before, give them a simple task and try to get that achieved. Just say like, go to my site and try to check out. Can you tell me what you think? Watch them do it. Like that simple thing, I still haven't, usertesting.com, I still haven't done that. I've been meaning to for, oh, I don't know, 6 years. It's really basic, but what does a user experience when they use your website, when they use your software? Getting back to that is always the answer, I think.
Yeah. Well, when you say that, it makes me think about certain things. Like, I'll look at somebody's site and I'll be like, how come your contact is in the middle of your navigation and not all the way to the right? Like, it should be all the way to the
Right.
right, you know? And how come you're, you know, how
Yes.
come you don't have a home button? And that's still controversial, right? Whether or not you need a home button. I like a home button. Give me a home button because you can't always figure out where the stupid navigation is supposed to be or whatever. But I, you know, I'm older too, so whatever. But what do you think about the home button? You think you need a home button or not?
I think a home button is better than a home link. Like a home icon with, accessible text.
Of course.
Hidden text properties is probably the a more compact way. Like what I don't want is somebody to have to read home. I mean, home is short enough and like recognizable enough that people will, know what it means. But I think a home icon would be better than a home link. And a home icon, I don't have one on Gravity View because if people click the icon, the logo, then it comes home. And I think that's become kind of a standard. But I don't have any hard feelings for the home icon and link. I think it's welcome in my world.
I tend to think it depends on who your audience is. So
Yeah,
if your
absolutely.
audience is geared towards older people who are not necessarily as savvy, then maybe that's something you should have. For when you're in the tech industry and you're selling to industry people, less important.
Well, and I was on a site the other day and I was looking for the login link. The link to log in. And for some reason, I expected it to have a silhouette icon of a person. And I couldn't see it because I couldn't see that icon. And I finally found it. It wasn't in the right place. So yeah, I love cognitive shortcuts and I should probably use more of them as well in my on my site. So
You
thanks for
know,
reminding me.
guess we all should. I also was helping somebody, a friend, with their site last week, and she had the word connect instead of contact. And I said, I love that you're thinking about connecting with people, but I don't know that other people are going to know that means, hey, you can fill out a form and get in touch with me. So
Right.
just little things like that. So anyway, I all of that to say, I agree with you.
Likewise.
Exactly. What's something that you wish you had known earlier in your WordPress journey that would have made life a lot simpler had you known it sooner?
Probably how to fire a customer. that is giving you a lot of trouble and not being nice about it.
Yep.
None of us deserve to be abused in any part of our life. And it's easy to think that a customer, there's a line somewhere where the customer's asking too much, and there's a line a lot earlier where the customer is being abusive and mean and not respecting you. And I think, there's an easy way to say, I expect my customers to treat me with respect, and I respect you, and I will refund your money, and I will give you your time back. You no longer have to deal with me, and I no longer have to deal with you. But
This was not a match
yeah,
made in
Gravity
heaven.
View, yeah, Gravity View's had amazing customers, really. Like over 6 years, I think maybe one fit that bill, but my earlier plugins were, one of them was involving realtors, and I don't know what it is with realtors. Sorry if any of you are realtors out there. Y'all are kind of high strung and high maintenance. I gotta sell those houses, right? But tone it down when you talk to tech support. That's all.
Exactly. That's really funny. I have a friend who works specifically with funeral homes. Very different crowd. Mostly because the plots they're selling are much smaller.
Yeah, I guess it is real estate. I hadn't thought of
Mean, kinda, right? Anyway. What are some of your favorite WordCamp moments or meetup talks, experiences, things like that? Was there a moment or an event that was kind of pivotal for you? Tell us about it.
Yeah, my first meetup was at WordCamp Denver in 2009, and it was my birthday. So it was like a really special thing. I had used WordPress for about a year or like a few, a little less. And so I went in there, and Matt Mullenweg gave a State of the Word. And then Alex King presented on the Carrington theme, which is this new theme framework. It was so over my head. I had no idea what he was talking about, and I absolutely loved it because I knew that it was done in a way that was probably way better than I was familiar with in terms of like object-oriented programming. And I didn't know what he was doing, and I wanted to be there. I wanted to be that person that knew those things and could present it in such a clear way. So he really inspired me, and I appreciated that WordCamp and became a WordCamp Denver volunteer later in life. So
Very
I was
cool.
able to help bring others into the fold, hopefully.
So are you going to become a volunteer for WordCamp Boston going forward now that you've moved over that way?
Oh, maybe, maybe.
Not putting you on
Yeah,
the spot. I'm
I'm
not putting
hope
you on the spot.
sounds like a long way away, but yes, I plan on getting involved in whatever WordPress communities there are here. Like I can also do WordCamp Albany if that's a thing. I don't think it is, but
It never has been. I don't even think
Albany,
they
New
have a
York, come
meetup.
on.
They didn't have a
Let's get
meetup
it
in
together.
Albany. You could start one.
Really? Oh, come on.
Know.
I'm not starting an Albany
Neither. No, I said me
meetup.
neither. Me neither.
Why not? Okay.
It's all good. So tell us a little bit more about your business. So tell us about Gravity View, and then tell us about the new plugin that will have been released by the time this is out.
Yeah, so Gravity View, we launched in July in 2014, and our goal at first was to be a really good directory plugin for Gravity Forms, where you take those submissions and you turn it into a Gravity Forms directory that searchable, sortable, user editable. But we've kind of gone way past that, and people are doing really cool applications with Gravity View, where they connect everything in the Gravity Forms ecosystem all together, and they power. I just had somebody saying that they saved like $30,000 a year from some enterprise class software that
Wow.
they replaced with Gravity View at a few hundred bucks a year, right? So it's really cool the stuff that people are doing. And anytime you want to display content to a user that's collected in a form, and or have it be made editable or embeddable, think of Gravity View, because I think that people are doing amazing things with it.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to check it
Yeah,
out.
and trusted login. So trusted login came from GravityView because
Okay.
we do a lot of support in GravityView. A lot of these things are really tough to figure out. Like, what is going on when you have 7 different plugins that are talking to each other? You know, where is the problem and how can we help identify the problem? Well, we need to ask for administrator access for a lot of that stuff. And I'm sure you experienced that at Give where I don't know, like there's only so much debugging you can do from logs and
right.
and from like, you know, what plugins are activated.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to do that is to often ask for admin access and have it emailed to you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's no good for security, for the support person themselves. It doesn't get added to the support ticket. Like, or if it does, it gets added as a note in a permanent note where people can just go in there and copy and paste the admin and password. It's not good.
Right.
It's not secure. It's not easy. It's not findable on Help Scout is what we used.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like search all the other tickets for the same password or put in the user account. And none of that worked very well. So
right.
I thought surely there's a better way. We know about these time expiring links, but that's another plugin that people would have to embed in their site. And I wanted to do it in a way that was the most secure and most convenient and easy to embed in everybody's plugins. And so Trusted Login is designed to be embedded into people's plugins. And the links auto expire. The links are encrypted end to end. So Trusted Login can never see any passwords. And they are powered by the software developer's own website. So GravityView will host the server that connects the Trusted Login service, and it will say, it will be the thing that communicates with Help Scout, where you can have a widget that you can click to one-click grant access to a site. So it's going to be saving a ton of time. It's going to be way more secure. And I think support teams and customers are going to love just how easy it is, because you no longer have to give steps for how customers can grant you access to the site and
mm-hmm.
not get the email because they typed it in wrong. And it removes a bunch of potential errors and huge security gaps. So the goal, it's going to be free for all plugins on .org. And then there are going to be paid tiers for teams of more than one support person.
That's very cool. Is that the logo behind you on the wall?
Yeah, Trusted Login here and GravityView with my pal floaty over there.
Very nice. I love it. That's, your head was in the way of the other one, so I could only see the Trusted Login.
I gotcha, yeah.
There he is. I love it. That's really cool. That's really inspired too. I love the way that you've thought about everything and how to do that. And yes, you know, we're constantly asking people to like do the what secret password type thing and, you know, the expiring links and all that kind of stuff. So this sounds like it'd be a lot easier. For sure.
Yeah. And I never trusted, like there, I was looking for an easy way to self-host this, the shared secret password thing. Cause mm-hmm. I didn't want to trust that a third party is going to not steal the passwords that it generates,
right?
Or like that it stores. I didn't like how insecure that felt, even though it's the power, like one of them is powered by Automattic itself.
Right.
I trust Automattic now, but do I trust Automattic in 10 years? I don't know.
Right.
So I felt like there had to be a better way and sought to develop it. And we're getting real close.
That's very cool. I like it a lot. I can't wait to see it when it hits the market.
Me too. GravityView is going to be the first customer, so I'll be letting the world know, hopefully, how amazing it is.
That's awesome. Well, I'll be watching your Twitter account for sure for updates. Very cool. First of all, is there anything else you want to talk about your business before we move into our rapid fire questions? I don't want to rush you.
No, go for it.
Okay, so the rapid fire questions, as most people know, I will ask them rapidly, but take as much time as you need to answer them. Because sometimes these are really fun and can get some decent conversation going. But the first one, and I think I know at least one of your answers might be, what are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
Gravity Forms.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yoast, because everybody says Yoast. And WP Rocket, I really love as an easy caching plugin. We use it on Gravity View. It's one of the first plugins I install on any site that I set up because it's easy caching and it integrates with Cloudflare. And I adore Cloudflare.
Very nice. Those are good ones. Yes, I have heard the Yoast one before. It might be the number one recommended on the podcast, especially by Mariko when she was here.
Nice.
Did you have a mentor at any point during your either business or WordPress journey, whether it was official or an unofficial mentorship, and who was it?
I don't know that he was a mentor to me, but he was definitely really, really helpful and really he's such a nice guy, and I really appreciated the amount of time that he took with me. It was Pippin Williamson. When I was getting up and running, I didn't know anything about running a WordPress business, and Pippin knew a lot, and he was really gracious sharing what he knew, and then he showed me how to be a core committer and took me and I said, "Oh, I want to be a core committer. I just don't know how." And he's like, "Well, it's easy. Come with me." And
Nice.
he had his laptop. He brought me to a table. He sat me down, spent 10 minutes with me, and showed me how to create a patch and submit the patch. And so I became a core committer thanks to Pippin. So
That's so
he's
cool.
inspired me to give back in a way and to just share what you know.
Yeah. And for anybody listening who doesn't know who Pippin is, that would be from Sandhills and Easy Digital Downloads, correct?
Yep, and affiliate WP, I think, is now their biggest plugin.
Oh, very cool. I use EDD on a daily basis, so that's always the one that's at top of mind for me. But yeah, that's awesome. Who is somebody
Yeah,
that
we
you...
use EDD. Well, yeah,
Go
give,
ahead.
yeah.
Oh, go ahead. You use it too, then you were saying I use
We
it for
use
Give.
EDD to power Gravity View,
Yeah.
and then affiliate WP also is powering Gravity View's affiliate program. So we use a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. It's good stuff and good people over there too, for sure. Absolutely. Sorry for the, I think there's a slight delay, and so I keep talking over you, so I apologize for that. Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why? You can't say Pippin because you already talked about him.
All right. Well, I admire Mika Epstein. She's a badass in the best possible way, where she's resilient and collected and determined to make WordPress better in any way that she can. That's the impression that I've gotten from her. And she's one of the first people I interfaced with when I became a WordPress developer and submitted my first plugins. And I was doing stupid stuff, and she firmly told me, no doubt, she said, "No, this is not acceptable. You can't do that." And I got mad at her, but I wasn't a jerk to her, but I was like, ah. So I resubmitted it, and my plugin was better because of it. And how many hundreds of thousands of times has Mika made the world a better place? So thank you for what you do. You do a great service to the community.
She is pretty awesome, and she has an amazing Twitter account. She just tells it like it is. I have never seen anybody as unfiltered but truthful and, you know, on the side of justice every single time. I just in awe of everything she tweets.
And she puts up with so much, and people should stop being a jerk to anybody, but especially Mika.
I
Just don't do
agree.
it.
Absolutely. What's something that you still want to learn in WordPress, but that you haven't tackled yet?
Oh boy. I have not learned JavaScript deeply. I know it's bad. I'm old. I love the ideas of React, and I have learned React partially. And I'm really looking forward to integrating Gravity View with the full site editing experience. Like we're planning on going all in on Gutenberg when it becomes more capable to fit the needs of Gravity View, but I'm not going there without a struggle. I don't like JavaScript. I can write it, but give me my sweet, sweet jQuery. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm not a developer at all. I'm like, I know some HTML and CSS, but when y'all start talking about deeply, I'm just like, It's all Greek to me.
Well, I'm not Zach Gordon. He's way better at yoga and way better at JavaScript than I am. So
Yeah, he really is the
I'm
only Zach
trying to
Gordon.
leave those to him. It's true.
I love that after that State of the Word, and that was like what, 4 years ago now, learn JavaScript deeply. Zach had those deeply hats made. Everybody's walking around with just
They're
deeply.
awesome.
They're fantastic. I still haven't got one, but someday I'm gonna walk around with deeply. People in Rochester are gonna be like, what? What does that mean?
So deeply meh that with your
There you go.
mug.
There you go. Just like, aren't those kind of like opposites? Well, whatever. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you ever made, and what did you learn from it? My favorite question. Uh-oh, I hear something coming.
Well, I reminded myself of this a few weeks ago, that I tried to copy and Gravity Forms had their documentation online at one point, where it was like a code reference, and you could look up how to use their APIs and stuff on their website, and it included the source code when it referenced the code, the APIs that we're communicating with. So I tried to avoid buying Gravity Forms by going in and copying and pasting the HTML into PHP files and saving each as the file name. And like I spent probably 8 hours on this. I was determined because I didn't have 40 bucks. Like, are you kidding me for a WordPress plugin? What kind of ridiculous. So
But you had 8 hours.
thankfully, I had 8 hours. Thankfully, it didn't work, and I ended up buying a lifetime license, and obviously, I've made a good use of it. So
Absolutely. Definitely a worthwhile
the
investment.
value of your time, yeah, the value of your time, and like I should have put it on credit or something and just paid it off over 6 months if I couldn't really afford the 40 bucks. So, yeah, buy it and try it. We have a great refund policy for anybody considering Gravity View. I think most WordPress plugin companies do. So just see if it works for you and if it's worth it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know that that's my biggest WordPress mistake, but it
It's a
sure was a
good
waste of, a royal waste of time.
I like that a lot, actually. The opposite question is also just as much fun. So what's your proudest WordPress moment?
Launching Gravity View. My wife was in China. She had recently started a PhD program, which she just graduated.
Oh, nice. Congratulations to
And
her.
thank you. So she was in China for 5 weeks doing a tour of like ecological and political things. I don't know exactly what she was doing, but she was doing some really smart things over there. And that had gave me a lot of time to work on Gravity View. And it just so happened that we launched while she was in China. And I went to bed on July 24th. I had just pushed the button to launch it at 11 p.m. And I woke up after having sent out the email saying we're live, and we had $5,000 in sales.
Wow.
And I just couldn't believe it. It felt like such vindication of like the idea and the concept. It was so amazing. Like we did it. We struck it rich. Like an idea come to fruition. It actually happened. And
I love it.
it was an incredible feeling. And my first kind of Silicon Valley experience where you just make money literally while you sleep for a product that people great value from. Like, oh, it was an amazing introduction to the world of like profitable software development.
That's awesome. And then you get your first support request and you're like, wait, why did I do this again?
Right. Yes, and then the years of like 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. Working on support and improving the software. But yep,
No, that's
building it up to having supporting multiple team members. That when you're just doing it solo, it's really hard. So it's a great industry though. I love every moment of it, honestly.
That's awesome. I love that story where you go to bed and you wake up. It's like, I remember a television commercial on the Super Bowl once upon a time, and I want to say it was like a GoDaddy commercial way back at the beginning. And this group of people are like, they launched the website, but they're selling some kind of widget or whatever, and they're like sitting there waiting to see if anybody will buy it. And it's like one, two, like four widgets, 10 widgets, and they're getting all excited. Then all of a sudden, it's like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. They're like, oh my God, what do now? That's what it feels like when you wake up to $5,000 in sales.
It's a good problem to have. I was so, you don't know if things are going to work until you push that launch button.
I said the same thing about WP Coffee Talk. I built the site up. I launched it on a Friday night. All this, I'm getting ready to go to bed. And I went, I should probably have a Twitter account for this. So I created a Twitter account. I invited a whole bunch of my friends to follow it. And then I kind of forgot about everything for the weekend, like put it away. Monday morning, I get to my desk and I've got 12 people signed up to be on the podcast.
Nice. That's
And
amazing.
200 followers in a weekend. And then I was like, well, 12, it'll probably die a sad little death. And here we are over a year later, over 100 episodes recorded. And it's an exciting thing. I saw, like, you talk about a proud accomplishment when you don't necessarily expect things to go as well as they do. So
That's
congratulations.
awesome.
Congratulations to you. That's
And to
exciting.
you.
Thank you. It's been a fun year for sure. Absolutely. If you weren't working in technology, web tech, WordPress, all of that, what's another career that you would like to attempt?
So I don't really know. Like I have been using computers pretty much my whole life. Where in third grade, all the assignments had to be using like that horrible yellow paper and pencils that got dull immediately. And I hated the feel of a dull pencil and yellow paper. And so I asked the teacher if I could use the Apple II and type the assignment instead. And I've been hooked on tech ever since. I love that you can manipulate reality with a two-dimensional screen and create something that is helpful. I just love that. So I don't know if I weren't in this, I don't know, architecture, something with my hands, but that's all just like purely philosophical.
Nice.
How
It's
about
good
you?
that me, I always wanted to be a Broadway singer. So
Nice.
I had a friend the other day. I was singing in the car this week, and he turned to me and said, he's always teasing, right? So he's the person that's always like sarcastic and everything. He's like, you should go on American Idol or America's Got Talent. I'm like, yeah, right. He goes, no, I'm being serious. I'm like, well, aren't you the sweetest thing that's ever happened to me? Because you just never know. I
That's
mean, I could be
awesome.
the next Susan Boyle, right?
I could be
Right?
too. We should, you should.
We could do a duet.
That'd be lovely. I should have invited you to be on WP Strong Song.
And maybe next, when you have like the next version, I would be happy to join.
Okay.
That's a good that video. I grinned the entire way watching it, by the way. That was fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, it was really fun to do that.
And Tracy
And
Apps on the drums is probably one of my favorite things ever. She is so good.
she really is. She sent me like four different angles of video. She had like the whole setup, and she was in her tank top looking really cool. Just she nailed it.
Now, you're probably not one of those people that spends a lot of time on TikTok, but if you do happen to go on TikTok, you have to look at Tracy's TikTok. She,
Really?
oh my goodness.
Okay, that's good a tip.
Phenomenal. She's phenomenal. She really got into it. I think her quarantine brought out this amazing like TikToker that I don't know that any of us knew was sitting there. So
Nice. I will look her up because I went on TikTok and I saw there's a grandma who loves White Claw, who's from Philadelphia.
haven't seen her.
And she's just constantly like yelling at her family to get her White Claw, and I found it so funny. I don't know why.
There's another one I follow. It's this little boy. his name is Gray, and I think it's Mama Loves Gray or something like that. I can find it later. But this little boy, it's like every video, she's handing him food, and she makes just like such healthy food. And he's like two, and he goes, "Thank you, Mama." Every time I'm like, that little "Thank you, Mama" just gets my heart every time. Aww. It's so cute.
Yeah. So what I've done recently on Twitter is I set up my normal timeline, which is everything chronological. And then I've added a list called cute. And so I, whenever the world gets too much, you know, there's a lot going on right now. I just swipe to the cute list and I see quokkas, which are like,
I love quokkas. Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
Are they pronounced quokkas?
I thought okay. So, but I don't know.
They're so adorable and they're always smiling and they're these little marsupials in Australia and they're so happy. And then dick-dicks are these cute little deer-like
they're
things.
They're like tiny,
with like flexible antelopes. Yeah, with like anteater snouts. And they're really strange, but so beautiful. It's like a Disney cartoon come to life. Yeah. So I just see like quokkas and dick-dicks and like, it's so sweet.
Is that a public list? Because I'm going to have to start visiting your cute list if it is.
Okay, I'll make it public.
Because okay, cool. We all need that. So when I'm feeling kind of meh,
when you're feeling that, when the world gets you down, check out the cute list.
Right? Yeah. Did you see, I saw one today, and it was on Twitter. Well, it was either on Reddit or Twitter, of a quokka, whatever. And the mama's smiling, and the baby is in the pouch, and the baby's leaning out, and it's smiling too? Oh my
gosh. The baby has the funniest expression.
So cute.
The mom is just really thrilled to be alive. I don't know what goes through their head, but they're always happy.
either they're really happy or their like anatomy is just made to look that way. Like they could be the angriest little things ever, but they just look so happy. Right. It's like it doesn't matter.
It's true.
The pictures are great. That's
true. Yep. I want to adopt a bunch and keep them in my house.
I know. I think I need a quokka family. It would make me happy. I don't know how hard they are to feed or clean up after, but I'll worry about that later.
Yeah. Those are details that can be dealt with later.
Right, exactly. I used to want to have a koala, and then I found out all these horrible things about koalas.
Really?
Like, they all have syphilis, and like...
Oh, yeah, the syphilis is a problem.
They're dumb as rocks. Like, if they actually fall on the ground, they don't know how to find their way back up and eat, and I don't know, whatever. Anyway, they're not the brightest, but they're cute. They're really cute.
Well, maybe koalas just need somebody like you to help them. Like, yeah.
I don't want syphilis.
No, minus the syphilis. Like, okay. A koala on your shoulder during work, though. The right thing for the times we're in.
I should just go find the Beanie Babies. Remember the Beanie Babies? They were always cute. Okay, moving right along, past syphilis and Beanie Babies, right into what's something on your bucket list, and I bet neither of those are them.
Well, now having quokkas is on my bucket list, but skydiving. Okay. I never skydove. I don't know if skydove is the way that skydivers say skydiving. I went skydiving and I skydove. I skydove over the weekend.
I skydived?
I skydived.
I went skydiving. I think that's what I would say because I just avoid that altogether.
Yeah. I think skydiving would be really fun and a thrill. And if you don't die, you know, so a rush that's probably hard to replace.
That's probably true. I will always be the person waiting on the ground for whoever decides to jump out of a plane. It's not going to be me. I don't even like bridges. I'm not jumping out of a plane.
I convinced my wife to do it, and now she's just like egging me on, like, so yeah, just go ahead, do it, book it. But COVID, what are we going to do? Where are we going to skydive?
Well, it's not like you're not socially distanced if you're like 3,000 feet up. That's
true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Who are you running into up there that you have to wear a mask around?
Well, the tandem skydiver person who's like on top of you and breathing right onto sure. your head.
Okay.
I guess with the air.
You have a point there. You have a point. In the plane.
I guess we would be wearing a mask.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Moving right along, show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that people in the WordPress community might not know about.
I don't know if I have a hidden talent. My talents are all right there for everyone. I sing. I have an album. When I was younger, I did an album, and it's on iTunes, so cool. You can hear that.
I did not know that.
At the moment, it's not a talent because I haven't practiced. So it's more of a feature of my vocal range. Like my vocal cords could vibrate, and I like to play guitar and stuff, but I haven't done that in a long time either. So
yeah, I used to play guitar. I have no calluses anymore.
That is my very hidden talent.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so brutal when you start back up too.
Yeah. You swear you're going to look down and see blood. It's not, but you think you're going to see blood.
Yeah.
Especially steel strings, for sure. I actually recorded an album once for my dad for Christmas. I went and rented studio time and recorded a gospel album, actually. Mm. And I still think like, oh yeah, I just recorded that. And then I remember that it was like 1999, which was like 21 years ago.
Gosh.
It's been a while since I recorded that album, but yeah, my voice sounds a little different now. But anyway, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, mine was 2003, which not that different, huh?
Not so much, yeah.
Do you still have the original recordings?
I do. I have the CD somewhere, and I've got them all like ripped off to something as in the sky. And I've got some of it's on what do they call that? The SkyCloud thing. I can't remember what it's called. Where you can
upload SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. That's much better than SkyCloud.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So I can send you a link later if you're interested. I'm definitely looking you up on iTunes for sure.
Nice. And I'm also on SoundCloud too.
Oh, good. Well, then we're definitely going to have to listen to each other for sure.
Yeah.
So how do we find you online, social media, whatever you'd like to share with us, links, handles, the works?
I am ZACKKATZ, Zach Katz, on Twitter, on Facebook, though please don't on Facebook. Twitter, GitHub, that's my handle. Awesome. And at GravityView and at Trusted Login. And say hi. I'd love to hear from listeners and viewers and
awesome
anybody in the community.
And anybody who's listening out there, we will have all of those links at wpcoffeetalk.com. Just look up Zach's episode and you can link up as much as you'd like. We also post a link to all of the WordPress talks that you've given that are on WordPress TV. So people want to see what you shared, that'll be there too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share with us today before I let you go and have your dinner?
Not at all, but thank you so much. It was really fun. I had a really great time.
Yeah, me too. I always finish these and I'm like, my face hurts from smiling and laughing so much. But it's a good thing. I love making friends all over the world with WordPress and getting to know people a little bit deeper. More deeply?
Deeply, yeah.
Through coffee talk. Anyway, looking forward to seeing you in person eventually, but I'm really happy to connect with you online today. So thanks so much for being here and sharing, and thanks for putting up with my intermittent internet while we were talking today. So appreciate that so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
So we're signing off now, but we'll see everybody on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. Thanks.